from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Are you jumping on any of these teams' bandwagons? But I have another question for you first that is kind of NFL related. So there is a former NFL player. This is a weird story. Gouster Sherilis?
Not a real person.
That's what I'm going to go with. He used to play on the Colts. I have to admit, I don't remember him. He got arrested this weekend after allegedly urinating on another passenger on a plane.
What? Excuse me?
I have to go to the restroom right now, but I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because you're not on an airplane.
I'm not going to pee in here.
That's good. That feels like that should be the bare minimum of acceptable behavior in this room.
Thanks.
Okay. So that's the accusation. Is that he urinated on someone. Obviously, he got taken off the plane and arrested
okay,
and everything like
why?
That. Why? Why did he do that?
Yeah, has he given a reason for doing that? Or is this one of those things where you're just like, you know what? There was no reason. There was no reason given.
It just says he was unruly and he became irate and uncooperative. But that feels like
and then
that,
he decided.
No, I think that was a fallout of the urination and the people being like, you got to leave this plane, which again, that feels like a reasonable thing to say. If you pee on somebody on a plane, you're out.
Mm-hmm.
Like that feels like a basic thing.
I agree.
Like
there should be more than just leave the plane.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, he did get arrested, okay. But you're right about that. So have you ever seen, I guess although if you have, text us or hit us up on the YouTube and the Twitch, but some sort of melee on a plane or anything like, I haven't either.
The closest, Kevin, was that one dude that you said was calling everybody pieces of junk for getting up early.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause somebody dared get up from the third row and sit up and he's like, this douchebag right here. I'm like, right. Calm down.
So this is related barely, but that's how I work. Okay.
Yes, I know.
On Thursday or Friday, I'm down at the McDonald's right next to our building, The Chevron McDonald's. And I can't remember. I think I just got my order. And as I'm leaving, close to leaving, there's a guy who comes in and takes his breakfast sandwich and throws it onto like where you get your food, like the little counter.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts cussing and he's like, paying for it. Or he's like, give me my money back. Because of something is wrong with the food. I don't know what was wrong with the breakfast sandwich, but that looked like it could get really bad. And I just kept walking out because I was like, I am not going to stay in this McDonald's right now because that guy looks like he's about to really do something bad because he got a bad breakfast sandwich or maybe it had cheese on it and he didn't want cheese or I don't know. But yeah, so That has barely anything to do with your topic.
Yeah.
But I do remember just recently walking out of that McDonald's very scared for everybody.
I'm always concerned with that because you have a bad day.
Sure.
And now you're taking it out on somebody who messed up your order. And I'm like, now you're taking out everything on them. And that's unfair to them. They didn't know you were having a bad day.
Yeah.
Wasn't intentional, but people get orders wrong all the time.
And this person didn't get irate, but I think the funniest thing I ever saw or heard at a fast food place was I was behind someone in the drive-thru line at the Golden Chick. And this lady ordered, I don't know, whatever. And they said, I'm sorry, ma'am, right now we're out of chicken. And she goes, we had an 8-piece just get ordered. And that lady said, if an 8-piece makes you run out of chicken, you should probably close down the restaurant. We've lived near that Golden Chick for many years and have learned this is not a one-off.
Oh, they run out of chicken frequently.
They run out of chicken. All right. Now let's move to
they change their name.
That is a fair point.
To what, Mike?
Well, if you're going to keep chick in it,
uh-huh.
Let's just say, I'd call it limited chick.
That's a fair point.
I don't. That's a good one, honestly.
That is a fair point.
Some chick.
Ooh.
All right. That actually, I do kind of like that. All right. The bandwagon or bust. Are you buying some of the most hyped teams in the NFL? Now, Mike, I want to start with one that you brought up earlier. Would you buy into the Atlanta Falcons, especially given the division that they're in?
I hate saying this, Corey. They're going to win that division.
Oh,
that division's terrible.
That is true.
So and I'm buying into that. Am I buying into them beating San Francisco or Detroit in the playoffs?
That
I don't
feels
think
tough.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I would bet money that the Falcons will beat the Cowboys in a playoff game. Like, if that's the matchup, if the Cowboys are a wild card team and they're going to Atlanta, I will bet on the Falcons. I don't even think the Falcons are better than the Cowboys. I just know in the playoffs they will be. So I just think that I'm buying into them as a playoff team, but not as doing damage in the playoffs. Unless, hate saying it, unless they play the Cowboys, then they'll win a game.
Which quarterback is going to lead them to the playoffs, though? Kirk?
It's going to be Kirk. Cousins, right?
And they're going to demand a Saturday 2 p.m. playoff game.
Do the Falcons have the power to make that happen?
Arthur Blank, man.
The great thing is maybe that's the perfect place for Kirk Cousins because they will not put them on a primetime game.
The Chicago Bears. Are you buying into the hype of the Chicago Bears?
A little bit. Just watching Caleb Williams on Saturday. Was it Saturday or Sunday? Over the weekend. I saw a couple of plays or a couple drives that I was like, whoa. Dude, that's the dude I saw in college right there. That's the guy I saw at OU. That's the guy I saw at USC. And it looks like some of these players really like him. So he's got the team. I'm kind of buying into what they can do. I know they can run the ball a little bit too. I do also concern myself that I think what I was watching, Kevin, was the Chicago home broadcast.
Okay.
So they might have like been hyping things up too as I was watching it. So
like watching on the team website.
Maybe that was going on a little bit, but yeah, I'm buying in that Caleb Williams. It's a tough division though. Like that's going to be a very tough division to win.
Now, let's talk about that. Your team, are you buying into the hype of the Detroit Lions? I say make it back to the NFC Championship game. Would you buy that hype level?
I think they go at least two in the playoffs.
Okay.
It is the question of will going for it on every fourth down bite you in the butt at some point? And it did last year for them, right? They do it all the time. They know what to do. Everybody's prepared for the moment. But it did get them last year. They ran out of steam against the San Francisco 49ers too last year. So I think they're going to...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be a very good team that you're just like. I mean, that Goff's going to put up stats. Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to put up stats. Their defense has got more stout in the secondary. And they are a good running team. So, yes, I think they're going to be very good. I don't know about making it back, but they have a chance to make it back for sure.
Do y'all believe in the hype of the Green Bay Packers? And I guess by extension, obviously, Jordan Love. You saw them come to Arlington and whip the freaking crap out of the Cowboys. Are you buying into that hype for next year?
This upcoming season?
Yes. I'm sorry.
I would put money on him winning the MVP.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's an underdog thing. Yeah. I get it. Like, put money on Patrick Mahomes. Well, the odds are that he's going to win it. It's kind of like putting odds on, hey, who's going to hit the most home runs next year? Yeah, well, Aaron Judge probably will.
Yeah.
But he's also going to only pay out a certain amount of money. So you can take the odds on favorite. But I think when you look at MVP, I think Jordan Love is a great underdog choice.
What do you think the numbers are on that?
Well, let me ask you this. Is like Patrick Mahomes 6-1?
5-1.
5-1, and is he the favorite?
Yes.
I will say he is 15-1.
14-15-1 is correct.
And I think that's a heck of a, I think that's a good gambling number.
Yeah.
I get you should probably pick Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
But I think that if you want to go outside of the box a little bit, I think Jordan Love is a great MVP underdog choice.
What are the numbers for Stroud?
All right. Man, love that you asked me that. CJ Stroud is number 3 on that list at about 10-1. And so I'm going to bundle that in.
I'd take that bet.
Okay. Let me ask you about the Texans as well then, because naturally, if you think, I'm not saying you're saying that he's going to win MVP, but you like those odds. If you think CJ Stroud could be a live MVP candidate, you probably are buying into the hype for the Texans, right?
Yeah, I have, again, this is preseason. I think we have to, I feel like I have to qualify
temper,
everything with that.
Yeah.
They stunk at running the football
sure.
this weekend, but everything else looks like it's, you know, functioning properly. So there's still that element that they have to be better at, but yeah, man, I am buying in on them. That division's there for the taking. Anybody can take that division right now. So I'm sorry, Mike.
No,
Jacksonville.
I'm not disagreeing with you. They're the favorite for sure.
And they have a good quarterback and a better coach.
My thought, I'm thinking, and I'm trying to think, can Houston make a run in the playoffs? I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to win that division. I'm just like, my thought, what my body language wasn't negative to you. I'm just thinking,
I was just joking.
Like, can they make a run in the playoffs? And what I mean by that is kind of, can they get to an AFC championship game already?
I mean,
so that's my question, I guess, back to you, because I'm struggling with that question.
I'm going to say no, but I hope I'm wrong. I enjoy watching CJ Stroud play.
That'd be great for Reggie.
They finished first in their division.
Yep.
And then lost in the divisional round. Did they beat Cleveland? They lost in the divisional round to Baltimore, and they got smoked by Baltimore.
Hey, should we move if Reggie moves and they immediately make a championship game and you're like, we should move.
But they won their wild card. Yeah, they won their wild card game against Cleveland. So I think that they can. I think they can do something. I think they can take another step in this thing.
By the way, for people that were asking, Kyler Murray is about 50-1 on the MVP and Anthony Richardson is about 33-1 on MVP. People were asking about that.
I've given up on Kyler.
Hey.
Oh.
I kind of have too.
Oh.
I was this Japanese kid. Let's just make this Japanese kid. He got hit by a pitch.
Okay.
They're like hit by a pitch. Look where they're standing. The dude, when he got hit by the pitch, was on the plate.
His foot was almost on the plate.
That's an automatic out. If you get hit by a pitch and you're touching home plate, you're out of the batter's box. You're out.
Yeah. Do you buy into the hype at all of the Chargers or the Jets?
The Jets, yes, because I think that they have a very good. I mean, we went through it. Weren't they second on the on the overall of the list? Aaron Rodgers, they are a quarterback away. They have been a quarterback away. If he can stay healthy, that team's a playoff team easy.
I'm going to ask a question based off of, I'm sorry, interrupted on the Japanese kid.
Oh, yeah.
sounds weird as a whole sentence. Kyler Murray. If he was on the Cowboys, how much worse would the Cowboys be? And if Dak was on the Cardinals, how much better would the Cardinals be? So you're giving up like on, because I'm like, I don't think he can do anything with the Cardinals. I'm not sure if he can do anything with anybody. But if I switch Kyler and Dak on teams, obviously, and they had a whole training camp to learn systems and everything.
I think 4 games plus for Arizona and maybe 3 games minus for Dallas.
So Arizona would make the playoffs? Are you maybe going Dak? Dak could take almost any team and make the playoffs with them?
I think Dak's good enough to get you to the playoffs.
Interesting. Yeah, that would. I was going to say three.
Would
three
Kyler plus? Would be an automatic? We're not making the playoffs. We are completely done in talking about playoffs.
You know, it's interesting though because that would put those teams in similar. Like last year, Arizona's 4-13. So would it bump them up to 8-9 and bump the Cowboys down 9-8, where they would be
okay,
like fairly equivalent? So, and that's a big shift for a quarterback. Like 3 or 4 games, that is a massive shift. All right, then, Mike. This one is just for you. Are you buying into the hype of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
What the crap is their hype right now?
I feel like their hype level is very low.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's much hype. I feel like everybody's written them off as just being a team that'll probably win 8 or 9 games. They'll be in the playoff hunt in December, but probably not make the playoffs.
They got a lot to prove to me, man. I mean, a lot.
I hate saying this word, and I think this is way too harsh. I mean, they're stuck with Trevor Lawrence the next 4 years, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but this year, they're either, hey, we have Trevor Lawrence and we're a playoff team. Like, I mean, I hate saying this, like Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, like how you just put, like, if Dak doesn't make the playoffs, he just totally underperformed your expectation because you're saying he's a playoff quarterback, and he's proven that the last 3 years. But for Trevor Lawrence and that contract, you're saying Trevor Lawrence can carry any team to 10 wins. That's what that contract says.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's around him, who's coaching him. That guy is a playoff. He's going to win you 10 or more games every year, and it's up to us to put a better team around him to make a deep playoff run. And I don't know. I understand why they did it. But also, like, dude, I've been watching that guy play way more than probably anybody in DFW. And it is head-scratching to watch him play and know that he has that much talent, and yet it doesn't come together like you think it should, and the confusion that happens on that team. So, to me, I don't think there's hype. I think there's confusion on what in the world that team is.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.